This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy
94.9. Current community affairs. The news and views you need to know. You are on the line with Dean Beck.
It's Thursday, the 14th of January, 2016. Good afternoon. Oh, I much prefer this weather. Thank you very much for joining me on the line today. All things midsummer. It is midsummer again. The festival director of Midsummer 2016 is Tennille Moisel. Welcome.
Thank you for having me again.
Well, we couldn't have this year's Midsummer kickoff without you taking us through the program in detail, because if nothing else, there's a couple of things that you can't get along to because they're already booked out.
I know, right? How mad. That is so exciting for those event producers. I'm so excited for them, but really, really sad for people who didn't get tickets.
Well, too sad, too bad. You've got to be quick with these things.
You do, don't you? Snooze, you lose.
And you are very proud of this year's program.
I am. I'm really, really proud of it. I think that our event producers and our venues and our community has really responded with an amazing arts program and a fantastic culture program as well, but in particular the arts program is quite exciting this year.
When you say arts, do you mean performing or do you mean fine arts?
Performing and visual arts, right, in particular. Okay. Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful stuff in there.
So with your focus on that and my focus on spoken word, we should be able to just about cover all
the entire program.
Yeah.
Because we are too old to party, is that correct?
No, we'll be doing some of that on Sunday when the official launch of Midsummer 2016 takes place. It is, of course, Carnival. Tell us about the expectations. See, some people have never been.
I'm both terrified by that, but also so excited. Could you imagine if you've never been to Carnival to go for the first time?
And the weather is looking perfect for Sunday.
It is, but let's not say that too loudly.
Okay, shut up.
We need really good weather for it.
So, if we have listeners that have never been to Carnival Day, how would you describe Midsummer Carnival?
It's kind of like going to the show. But,
no, it's not.
No, no, no. Stay with me. It's going to be really fantastic. It's kind of like going to the show, but everyone's gay and it's amazing. I want to get a sign this year and say the only straight in the village for our straight ally friends to actually get their photo taken to see what it feels like. but there's, you know, it's one day of the year that the entire community comes together and all of our little communities come together. Remember that we are actually part of and we choose to be part of a larger community.
Yeah.
So we've got three main areas. We've got our sporting precinct. Team Melbourne have now got over 20 sporting clubs that they represent. So if you're interested in maybe making some new friends or you'd like to do something for your health and well-being, join a club. Go down. I mean, they're as social as they are about fitness and health, but there's over 20 of them now. So
that's something that in the last 5 years has appeared out of nowhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. And some of the statistics coming out of those clubs as a result of things like Carnival and then their Come and Try Sports Day are absolutely mind-blowing. I remember last year talking to Team Melbourne and badminton had, out of the 2 days, all of a sudden had almost 100 people training with them.
Wow.
So if you think about badminton.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's really exciting. And obviously the water polo guys will be down there and they've got amazing news with the Water Polo Pride Cup being part of a permanent part of Midsummer. So I think that's probably an important thing is that this is the National Water Polo League declaring a Pride Cup and not only declaring it, it's in their proper competition round and it's going to be part of Midsummer every year. So
it's also,
how cool is that?
It's fantastic. It's also a really good way to connect to community organisations that profile themselves at Carnival Day and also businesses that support the community. You know, if you're sick of the lawyer you've got or you're sick of the accountant you've got or whatever, you probably find someone that you can connect to.
Give your money to someone who's actually supporting our community.
That's exactly what I mean.
And we've got over 160 stalls this year. We've actually maxed out our stall capacity.
Wow.
So we have got a wait list downstairs of over 30 people wanting stalls. Wow. We actually can't give them stalls because we've run out of space.
Does that mean we're going to have to move locations to Docklands in future?
Oh, listen. Docklands, that's cute. Maybe. Maybe City of Melbourne, we might. I think it's a really exciting problem to have. But like you said, it's a mixture of community organisations. So you can come down and see the organisations who are out there fighting the good fight on your behalf, or the social groups that are there saying, you know, come and, you know, if you like board games or games or whatever, come and see us. But also we've got our corporate partners who have some amazing activations planned this year, plus other businesses who actually just want to be part of our community and want to actually come down and talk about having our community, people from our community, as their customers. They're very proud of that.
Now, if you think this all sounds a little bit adult, it is very pusher friendly. There are kids everywhere from just born to, of course, minus 18, always showcase themselves well. What are they doing this year?
So for families and for minus 18, we've got a bit of a special feature, special focus. So minors have got their youth zone again, and we're working
with
them. It does go off, doesn't it? We've actually moved some of the youth stalls up in there as well, so we're creating more of a little area for them. So they'll definitely be there. But they're also programming. They've got an hour of programming on the community stage. So
is that the main stage?
No, that's the second stage. Yeah, the second stage. So we're actually going to have young performers up there.
Cool.
Having, you know, an opportunity to perform in front of a crowd, which is amazing. And then for families, talking about accessibility, one of the big things we changed this year is we changed the layout of that middle picnic area. So that path that comes down from St Kilda Road is now a clear pathway. The main stage isn't interjecting onto that. So we've actually got clear access all the way down through the entire park, so the three parks that we use. And we've got a special family area where we've got structured activities. We've got some entertainment on the community stage specifically for families.
I'm thinking face painting.
Or maybe something a bit different. So we've got two of our partners who have actually come on board to say, well, actually, here's some activities we'd like to do with families. And then we've actually got a couple of organisations who've got some really unique businesses for parents that are going to come down and do some stuff as well. We've got some roving entertainers. So
it's just an amazing day.
It's going to be an amazing day, yeah.
Joy 94.9 will be doing live crosses throughout the day to Midsummer Carnival 2016. And we're also hosting the main stage.
You
is
are.
That correct?
Absolutely. How exciting. And then the community stage, which is fantastic. Yeah. So really, really happy and proud to be working with the Joy team here to actually produce that. It makes sense to me that you guys should be up there. I mean, you've got amazing, amazing presenters.
Well,
Have you got a gig yet, Dean?
I actually have been asked to appear at the Joy Tent.
Yes. Sign some autographs.
I'm not sure whether there'll be any of that, but I'm looking forward to perhaps signing up a few members on the Joy Tent.
You should.
And I'm also hosting the official proceedings for the main stage, which is a very great honour. I'm very pleased to be able to
do that.
We're
thrilled to have you.
Do we know who the VIPs are going to be?
In terms of in that time? Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have the Lord Mayor.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. So we'll have the Lord Mayor. We'll have the Midsummer Chairperson. We will have unfortunately, Minister Foley is not available this year, but Minister Pulford's going to be coming along, so the Minister for Agriculture and Regional Development. That's pretty cool.
Fair enough. I'll go with that.
Yeah. And we've also got
write me the brief. I've got to be able to say it.
Yeah, I love Pulford. And we've also got our champion. So Paul Zara, our ex-CEO of David Jones, current diversity champion for PwC, and the absolutely amazing, delightful, awesome Carlotta.
Carlotta, the queen of screen and stage. And
trans rights.
And trans rights and cabaret and just about everything.
Showgirl extraordinaire.
And forced to be reckoned with still kicking up the heels even today. So
absolutely.
That's fantastic.
No, she's really looking forward. She arrives in a couple of days, so she's really looking forward to being here.
I wonder if we can get an interview with Carlotta Washington.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Do you know anyone who could maybe...
Darling, could you work on that?
Maybe.
You're with
Melbourne's most lovable
big gay voice, Dean Beck.
If you want someone else,
listen to Real Radio. You are on the line with Dean Beck.
Danielle Moisel, Festival Director of Midsummer 2016, is with me. Now, we should tick off the events that you can't get to because they've gone.
Yeah. So the very first event to sell out, Kath and Kim Trivia.
Get that.
Right.
Who would go and see a couple of men in frocks be stupid on stage? Okay, lots of people.
Yeah, lots of people. 1,300 people registered to go to that at DT's.
Madness.
So they actually had to make it a ticketed event. And then that sold out in 2 hours.
And again.
And then they put another night on, and that sold out in less than 1 hour.
Something else is selling like hotcakes too.
A couple of things. So Yes Pride. So don't miss out on Yes Pride. Down. So that's the Pride March party down at Luna Park. Do not miss out on that one.
Ah, yes, yes.
And the other one that's actually doing really, really well at the moment is the Ultimate Lesbian Double Feature. I actually think it's sold out now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, a little bit proud of that.
Yeah, fair enough.
A little bit proud.
It doesn't really matter what it was because it's sold out.
Yeah.
So what is Get In Quick because,
Get In Quick because it's in the first week and it's selling really well, yep. Carlotta's show.
Right.
So Carlotta, Queen of the Cross. So this is a show that Carlotta has done elements of this show before, but for Midsummer she's actually being accompanied by Michael Griffiths. And they've actually got a couple of new songs that they're going to do together.
Wow.
Which is going to be pretty special. So cool. You can actually come and see Michael's show, Cole, and Carlotta as a bit of a double.
Yeah. Excellent.
So that's on from next week. So don't miss out on that one. She is a phenomenal performer.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Also, your commissioned work or premier event, is it Elegy?
Yes, out at Gasworks. Yeah. Elegy is, it actually had its world premiere at Edinburgh last year. So this will be the Australian premiere. But this is one of those poignant pieces that everyone's going to see. You will come out of that bawling your eyes out.
Wow.
And it's a life-changing experience. So, and it's quite an intimate one as well. So definitely get down to Gasworks. Quite a few things down at Gasworks, actually. So the Playtime inaugural winner, so Gone, which is going to be an absolute hoot. That's going to be down there. And the other shows that they've got down there are Measure of a Man, Gender Spanners back down there as well.
And there's lots that happens out north as well.
Oh, yeah. Everything's happening
everywhere. Mooney Ponds area.
If we head up Preston Way, we've got the Lesbian Comedy Gala.
Hilarious.
The most moist night in Melbourne.
Rightio.
If you've never been to the Lesbian Comedy Gala, you should come along. It's going to be fantastic.
Now, we've got breaking news with in the spoken word category.
Yes.
Which is a bit of my focus. The future of LGBTIQ families. It's been announced that we know that Penny Wong's going to be there.
Great.
But I can tell you who's moderating.
Who is it?
Farrah Tomlins.
That's a bit exciting,
isn't
it?
I know, from The Age.
That's a bit amazeballs.
There you go.
Fantastic.
And another premier event in the spoken word category, which I'm actually moderating, is Schools Out for Midsummer. I know nothing about it, but Tennille, tell me all about it.
I think it's an amazing initiative. It's about teachers and parents coming together and talking about how they can best support their children and their children's friends and to actually create a culture of inclusion in the school environment. So I think it's a fantastic initiative. It's going to be a really, really worthwhile forum.
And there'll be speakers from Minus 18, yeah. Transcend, Safe Schools, Rowena Allen, the Sexuality and Gender Commissioner will be there, and LGBTIQ advocates on the panel as well.
Absolutely.
So I'm really, really looking forward to that.
No, absolutely. We've got Drag Nation down at the Greyhound. So this is the national drag competition, state versus state.
Uh-oh.
So get down there. You get a chance to vote. So don't miss out on that opportunity. And tickets are selling quite quickly for that, so don't miss out on that one as well.
The man behind the Holding the Man movie, Tommy Murphy, will be speaking as well.
Absolutely.
And Paul Zara, your champion, will also have a talk for Globe.
He does, yeah, talk and a lunch because, we know how important it is for people to have lunch at Monday at midday.
Now, the VAC Hypothetical, which is next Tuesday.
And a phenomenal style event. And last year's was amazing. There was this awesome panellist last year. I think his name is Dean Beck.
Well, I've got a list of the panellists this year.
Who's on?
Now, Adam Richards is at Richard, he'll kill me for that, is the moderator.
Oh, how funny. Fun will that be?
We've got Tom Ballard, Denise
Smart
Scott.
Dude. Amazing.
Tim Wilson.
Oh.
Rowena Allen.
Great.
Nick Hollis.
Fantastic.
Sophie Ishmael.
I want to meet him.
Why?
I just want to meet him.
I can make that happen.
Thank you.
Who've got Edwina Wright, Kim Gates, Aram Hosey.
Wow.
And in breaking news, me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Honestly, that event last year.
It was fantastic.
It was like in my top five events.
I'm looking forward to it being at the Deakin, it's called now.
Deakin Edge.
Deakin Edge, which is a great facility.
Beautiful.
And it means that more people can fit in too.
Absolutely. And if you did not come last year, I honestly, it is one of the most fascinating event styles in terms of forums to actually have an entertaining story, but with really interesting perspectives and opinions. So definitely get down to that one.
Last year it was called MJ Loves Tina, Charlie's Chasing Harry.
Yeah.
This year is something about 2020. It's sort of a futurist political sort of bent.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely, which is really, really exciting.
What else have we got?
I would – so some of the things that I'm definitely not going to miss. So I'm not going to miss Rhonda's Couture's of the Arts Centre. I missed those last year.
They're hugely popular too.
They had to put on, I think, four extra shows.
Wow.
And I don't know if anyone's seen Rhonda's new dress for it. It's been all over Facebook today. Rhonda's got a new dress inspired by the Arts Centre Spire.
Well, the post office box one at Midwinter Ball was quite extraordinary. And if this is anything to go by, we're in for a treat.
Rhonda's a bit fab, yeah. The Leopold and Loeb story up at Chapel Off Chapel, it's basically a song cycle. So it's a chamber music experience telling the story of a 1920s like killing spree.
Now, whilst we're out that way in Stonington, there's a walk tour thing going on there. That
My favourite event from last year.
You've told me I've got to go to.
Everyone has to go to it.
No, don't say that. I need to book my ticket first.
Well, book your ticket and then everyone else can. So Alga History. Walk. So they're doing a twilight tour, walking tour of South Yarra. And I tell everyone, ALGA for me is the most important organisation we have in our community. They are painstakingly, tirelessly, and with the most passion I've ever seen in a group of people, collecting our histories. And then they come along and they tell us those stories as you walk around a neighbourhood. I mean, it is the best fun you can have in your sensible walking shoes.
One of these days, we're going to have a place to store it and display it.
How good will that be?
And we'll all get to experience our wonderful history because it is as diverse and as rich as our community is today.
And the things that you find out. So last year was at Fitzroy. Fascinating. Best 3 hours of my festival last year, which is awesome. Testing Grounds.
Oh, you keep raving about this.
I know, because it's fantastic. So Testing Grounds is that little block of land behind the Arts Centre. We do a late night activation there. This year, Virtual Drag, which is the three-dimensional projection art exhibition, is going to be there. And then on the Friday night, we'll come down there with some pretty crazy entertainers. So we've got music, we've got performance art. It's going to be a crazy, crazy night, and it's free.
Wow.
5th of February. Don't miss it.
I'll be there for that one.
You need to. A kind of quirky little exhibition I'm going to go to is My Dogs and Their Internet Friends.
What?
It's a little bit quirky. It's up and off the curb. And it's a potato stamp art about the artist's dog and all the friends that her dog makes.
She Speaks North Side is also a fantastic one that it's always big. And Hairs and Hyenas do a great job with their, what's it called, something word? Something
word like. Is out.
Word is out.
That's Hairs and Hyenas basically have in the 22 days, I think they've got 30 events. So get down to Hairs and Hyenas. They should do like a season pass. I'll talk to them about that. But it is cheap. Always like $10 to $20 maximum, and you are going to see something that is unusual, different, local, topical. Those boys do an amazing job at capturing that for our community.
Now, midsummer is party season, party time, and, of course, there is... Two pages of parties. There's the Manhunt Pool Party, and that's on the 6th of February.
I'm going to that.
There's the Equality Party's first ever purple party, and that's on at the Greyhound. We've also got at the Greyhound the official closing party of midsummer. It's called Matinee Pervert.
Yes.
The imagery for that looks quite exciting for me.
Yeah, she'll like it.
And
we've got Minus 18 are doing an underage dance party, which is great for people a bit younger. We've got the Pride March after party.
Yeah.
We've got Healthy's back doing the after tea dance party.
Midsummer Mooning, we can't forget that one.
No, how amazing are those guys raising money every year?
They do a tremendous job.
I'm going to that event as well. I can't go to some of these events, and that's a bit frustrating, but anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you'd be at that one.
You're not going. Midsummer Masturbate.
Yeah, tell us about that. It was here years ago.
Yes.
And now it's back.
Yeah, it is. So we, like you, we really love the spoken word components of the festival. So we wanted to have an event that Midsummer actually produces every year, and we thought the debate was a really great way for people to come and see something interesting and educational but also really, really funny. So we've got some great panellists this year for the debate. And our topic is that sin is an inevitable byproduct of happiness.
I love that.
And people should have noticed that we've been out collecting confessions, so with Bent TV. So we've got some fantastic videos that we're going to start playing of people confessing their biggest sins.
Now, I have more breaking news. Pride March 2016.
Yep.
We have, of course, the whole community amasses down at the corner of Lakeside Drive and Fitzroy Street in St Kilda. Mm-hmm. It kicks off at 2 o'clock.
The march kicks off at 2, marshalling from midday, yep.
Even though that, yes, marshalling from midday.
Yeah. Right. It's part of the 2 hours before the actual march. That's heaps of fun up there.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Seeing everyone, yeah, it's great.
So, here's the thing.
Yeah.
The theme for Pride March is marriage equality.
Yes. Well, what better time to have marriage equality? We have to go for it, right?
It's Let's kind march of like the last hurrah, isn't it?
Well, we've been fighting for a long, long time.
Yeah, I know. We've been saying it's the last hurrah for 10 years.
I know. But, hey, come on. We've just got to keep going.
So, this is the kick in the guts to the government. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Now,
we've got a place on the back of a Dykes on Bikes motorbike for Malcolm Turnbull. Now, I've sent that invitation off. And I'm quietly hopeful.
You've just created a security nightmare.
I know, right? Hopefully Vic Police aren't listening right now. I shouldn't have said that. Oh, well. I have, though, invited him.
I've just received a media release that the Equality Party, who launched last year, actually, their platform, their policy platform, have put a call out for 100 married couples to have their marriage recognised, a recognition walk in the middle of Pride March.
Perfect.
What a great idea.
It's a fantastic idea. We've got some fantastic groups coming through with what they're going to actually do as part of their march. So it's going to be a really fun march.
I think there's
going
to be a lot of inappropriate brides.
I think there's going to be a lot of chill.
Probably a few suits in there. Let's hope it's not too hot.
Well, maybe there could be suits where, like, you know, the legs have been cut off, so the hot pants suits and stuff.
In fact, at your launch, there was the man with a bow tie that would be suitably
dressed.
Yes. Tennille, a fantastic program for Midsummer 2016. Thank you so much for taking us through some of the program. I'm looking forward to being a part of this year's many activities.
Yeah.
And I suggest that you get along to
midsummer.org.au. Get your tickets now.
So get along to Carnival and we'll see you there then. Tennille Moisel, thank you very much for joining us on the line
today. See you Sunday.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.